Hey everybody, welcome to The Drive. This is a special show tonight. We have John Riley, drummer extraordinaire, his personal awesome assistant Ricky Reno, and then none other than Steve LeClaire in the building. We're going to be talking about John Riley's new CD called Drums Cry. I've listened to it all week. It's amazing. And we're going to do a listening party and talk about it. It's going to be wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to having these guys in. So thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited about this. This is John Riley's new CD. We're going to hear the first track right off the bat, which is Catch a Train from Drums Cry. You're hearing this first right here at WCUW, Worcester 91.3 FM. That's John Riley's new CD.
They weren't in any hurry at all, were they?
that's great.
Okay, I'll just say the guys, Michael Lynch was the lead vocalist in that song.
Yep.
Mighty Mike and Cliff the Greaseman Goodwin played guitar. Bobby Palermo on bass, great lineup.
Yeah.
With Paul Arrange playing rhythm guitar. And John Ducimo playing the keyboards.
Wow.
Good lineup there.
Yeah.
Really good.
Mike Lynch is awesome anyway.
Oh, it's the best.
Now, you mentioned to me when we were talking about doing this interview that this is your life story kind of CD.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah. And to, you know, so when I was listening to it in the car all week, I was definitely thinking of that. Like, oh, you know, and you wrote some of these songs, which is great.
Yes.
Also, it's for sale at Union Music and Joe's Albums, right?
Joe's, as well as Jelly's on Park Ave.
And Jelly's. Oh,
yep.
Great. Oh, good. Excellent. John, you're a legend, you know, if you didn't know. I mean, 25 years ago, I saw you guys with Big Dog, and, all I knew is that John Riley was the best drummer. That's how you would describe to me.
That's great.
Before I even knew what was going on. So, wonderful CD. Tell us more about what brought you to do this.
Well, in 2017, I had a severe stroke, and I was kind of laid up for, like, pretty much the whole year. So 2017 was a total washout for me. You know, I didn't really know who I was. You know, it was really that bad. I forgot how to walk. And I was in physical therapy from the hospital for some time every day. It was hard. When I found out who I really was.
And you wrote about that in one of these songs,
yes,
right?
Yes. This record is pretty much tunes that are very important to me.
Yeah.
You know.
And you thank the medical staff, I see, in the
line
of notes.
I thank them all.
That's awesome.
Those are the first people I thanked. I thanked all of them first before when this record first came out.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be doing anything.
Oh, I'd be still there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That's great. It's touching, you know.
Yeah.
Good.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. Came back, excellent. So who else is on the CD coming up? Like, what are we going to be hearing?
This is one of my compositions, Hard Time in the City. The band is the Heartbeats, perform this live cut. Doug Hartwell will be the lead vocalist. Paul Arrange and Buzz played acoustic guitars on it. And also Denise from the...
Yeah, Denise Cassioni did all the
background vocals.
On nice.
That.
And that's Steve LeClair with us, by the way. That's John and Steve LeClair talking. Hello. Hello, world.
I love that.
And you recorded. Now, some of this stuff is live tracks, and some of it is stuff.
Yes, and we doctored them up.
Yeah. Great job. Because the whole CD really flows. It doesn't feel like, you know, that. It feels very flowy.
Oh, that's great.
The fun part is that the live cassette recordings were really good quality to begin with.
Yeah.
But then doing the overdubs on top of them, you get to hear John's percussion layers. That are subtle, but they bring the tune to life, and that was the fun part of it.
Wow, cool. So you're on some of the old tracks. Are you on some of the new tracks too?
Yes,
of course.
Yes.
All right. And Ricky, what you must have had a big hand in everything, because every time I've seen John, you're right there with him. Can you tell us anything? Come on, step up to the mic.
We could do.
me and John were best mates back then in the 75-6.
American Standard.
Wow.
Yeah,
American Standard. And we were just hanging out all the time. And I went a different way. I went west. I went to California.
For 30 years he did.
30 years.
They all come back.
Yeah, I just came back like, three summers ago?
Yes. Yeah.
And...
we hooked up, and he's back to
all places in the hospital.
Oh,
and that was great. And then we're back. I'm glad that we're all back.
He was very helpful in the studio. He did everything. He did everything for us.
Yep.
You know, helped.
That's great.
All the musicians, and it was great. He's great to have around.
Yeah.
Ricky's another medical miracle as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Another stroke.
He had a severe stroke as well.
Wow. All right.
One's
so.
Not enough.
Yeah. Well, nobody gets hurt in the studio here. All right. We're gonna just have fun and play some music. So we're gonna hear track number two, "Hard Time in the City," written by John Riley.
Yes.
And this is cool. And who's singing on? This is Doug
Hartwell.
All right. Here we go. Number two from John Riley's new CD, Drums Cry, available at Union Music, Jelly's on Park Ave, and Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall, which is really, we're lucky to have all these little stores, you know? They're all struggling, so support your local music stores.
Thank you.
You're tuned to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM online at WCUW.org. We have John Riley with his new CD, Drums Cry, right here in the studio with us. That was Hard Time in the City, written by you, John.
Yes.
That was great.
It's a true story, pretty much, about this guy named Al, who was working on the road. He's one of our roadies. And he came in really down, and he sold me a cymbal. And I said, why are you selling me the cymbal so cheap? Because he was leaving. I said, what happened? He said, my girl left me. She just took off, and I don't find any reason to stay here. And he's pretty down, and, you know, I try to cheer him up, but I was moved by what he was saying, and I kind of wrote the song about him.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty simple.
And who's on that? That's you were playing air guitar, so who's on the guitar?
Well, the Heartbeats, the whole band is on there.
The
Heartbeats with Dougie Hartwell playing the singing, and Paul arranges, and Buzz are doing the acoustic guitars on top of the live track.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Buzz did the like the recording stuff. He was the head producer. He did a great job.
And, unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. That was great. The guy, he sounds a lot like a Bruce Springsteen to me. Right?
Oh, like a Petty-ish.
Yeah, it's like a mix of those.
Very nasally.
Yeah. That was awesome. Cool. What's the next track coming up? Or tell me whatever you want to tell me.
This is the Good Love and Gone Bad. This is a Bad Company tune that Steve knows all the guys pretty well, their full name, but I just know them by like Johnny Press. He played lead guitar. He's great. And Diz, who sang the song.
Yeah, John Brindisi.
And Big Mike.
Mike Gianfrido.
Yeah, he played guitar. And Bobby Palermo also played bass. And we had Denise played...
Denise Cassioni, one of the backup singers
She did
band.
All that. And it sounds wicked 70s. That's all I can say. I had to keep it. That's all.
All right, we're going to hear track number 3. Now, again, this is for sale for everybody. You should run out and get it for sure. This guy is a legend, John Riley, drummer extraordinaire. It's on sale down at Union Music, Joe's Albums at Mechanics Hall, and Jelly's on Park Ave. Here's track number 3 from Drums Cry, Good Love and Gone Bad.
Over that.
So we have John Riley, Steve LeClaire, and Ricky Reno in the studio. John came out with his new CD, Drums Cry, and we're listening to it, and it's awesome. That was great, Good Love and Gone Bad. Tell me about that song and you know, why you picked that, this life story stuff.
Well, the band Burning Sky, these guys play in a band called Burning Sky, and I heard them play that. And they do all Bad Company songs, and I fell in love with the band itself. And they're that's the reason why I did the song, you know, and I invited all those guys in the studio to record with me, and it turned out the way it turned out.
Wow. So now are you on some of this? Are you playing on some of these
things? I'm playing drums on this.
That's great. Wow.
And check out the band. They're really good. Burning Sky.
Huh. All right.
Excellent.
Great. So what's up next? I see a really funny title coming up next. Lost on Grey.
Keppel Island.
What's this about?
Basically, I was playing with Joe Cocker at the time, and we were doing like a promotion for this airline on Great Keppel. It's like a small island off the Great Barrier Reef, and everyone had to be brought in on barges. So a bunch of us, we said, well, let's go around the island and like check it out, you know. And you know, Derek Dyer was with me, and Kevin Fowley from American Standard, Roger Hopkins, myself, and one guy from the road crew. We walked around, and it's getting dark out, and we looked out and said, we better go back. We go back, the tide came in. So we go in the middle of the island now. Now it's about 6:30. So let's go in through the island to get to camp. Pitch black, quicksand, everything about Australia is the worst. I mean, poison, I mean, bad.
Really?
Real bad,
like,
yes.
Dangerous?
We could have died, pretty simple as that. But we were going, yeah, we're crazy, you know.
Right.
So Roger Hopkins kind of led the way. Come on, guys. I think I see something, you know. So.
Well, it's funny listening to this. You can hear the voices. You guys did
that. Yes, I had to do that.
That was great. It's good to hear the story about.
But once we get back to camp, Derek Dyer and me had 2 steak dinners in a row. And that's true. Derek, you want another? Definitely. So it was great. We got through it, though.
And so who's playing on this one? Because this is a really interesting track coming
up. This is basically, I did a drum track, and I didn't know, and I used the drum track for, like, a reference for what I was going to do percussion-wise. And, like, halfway through the whole session, I go, let's lose the whole drum track. So we didn't listen to the whole track without any drums, drum set. And that's what it sounds like without the drums.
Huh.
And it just came out that way, and you know, I just build all my percussion off a drum track, and without the drums, that's what it sounds like.
So this is basically all you playing then?
Yes,
it's all you.
With Ricky Reno, it's playing rain stick.
Ah,
Billy
nice.
Ritchie, good friend from California and Hawaii, is playing the whistles. Roger Hopkins doing the vocal along with me at
cool.
the end.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
And he plays some percussion at the end. It's
all
cool.
Right, here we go with Lost on Grey Keppel. Thank you.
picture. Is that you up there?
I'm here, guys. I'm over here. I see something. Follow me.
I want a woman to love me. I want a woman who cares. I want a woman to touch me, drive her nails through my hair. I want a woman to reach for me every night, every day. I want a woman to love. I want a woman to stay. Whoa!
We're here at WCUW 91.3 FM listening to John Riley's new CD, which is awesome. That was Woman to Love. Before that was Lost on Gray Keppel. Here in the studio, well, this is a blast, but we're at 91.3 on the FM dial online at WCUW.org. We're still in our spring fun drive. If you like what you're hearing and you want to support us so that you can hear when John comes out with a new CD and we do this again, we'd love to have you donate. Get on the Donate Now button on our website. That would be awesome. I'm here with John Riley, Ricky Reno, and Mr. Steve LeClaire, and this has been super fun. We're only, you know, four or five songs into it, but tell us about that song, John.
Okay, we got Diz on lead vocal there. Steve LeClaire played the bass on this one.
Steve LeClaire played the bass on this one.
He mostly
did. Wow. Horn player, bass player.
I can do three-chord rock and roll.
Oh, that's great. And we have Big Mike on the rhythm guitar.
Mike Gianfrido. Yeah.
Yes, and Steve did all the section work, you know, the horns.
Oh, the horns, great horn stuff.
Really wicked.
Wow.
The Angry Bees. And Buzz did the solo.
The guitar solo.
Yes.
Buzz Taylor, great solo, yes, Buzz, if you're listening.
Good job, Buzz.
Yeah, excellent. So he's not just a studio producing guy, he's a musician.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Real good, too.
Yeah.
That's the best solo on the album.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It really is.
Great. And why'd you pick that song? Because you needed a woman to love? I see you have a wife named Lynn for loving, and I'm reading your liner notes here. She must be a wonderful woman.
Yeah, she is. Well, this is a Frankie Miller song, and I've been doing this for some years now. And I've always just loved the song, you know, how simple it is. Of course, I slowed it down. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I heard you do that.
Yes.
That song goes back to our Tornado Alley days when, you know, John would drag these chestnuts out, and it was just a great, great song. So
I should have mentioned that. You guys played together for years. It's not like you just did this album
decades.
Together. Decades. Yeah. With Tornado Alley.
Yep.
And John, you played with American Standard Band.
And I worked with Joe Cocker.
And the Joe Cocker Band with Cliff Goodwin and Mitch Jacour. And
yep, worked with all those guys.
And Derek Dyer, yeah. That's amazing that he came to Worcester and took everybody. That's awesome.
I know.
The Heartbeats, that's a band with Steven too, no?
Bobby Palermo, Jim Perry,
okay.
Myself,
yep.
And Doug Hartwell was in that one.
Wow, all right. And does Doug live out in California
now?
Yes,
he does. He's out there.
Huh.
Rocking and rolling out there.
Yeah. Musical family.
Yes, he is.
All the Hartwells. So what else can you tell us about the next? Tell me whatever you want to tell me. I'm stop asking questions.
Well, next song, then Soul of Love, of course, is a Paul Rodgers song. We have someone different on the bass. We got Chris Hull from Boston. He played bass on this one, six-string bass.
Six strings?
Yes.
Okay.
We needed that low note. And we have Paul LaRange on guitar, Jimmy Heffernan on organ.
Mm.
Of course, we got Johnny Press kicking Severe Butt on the guitar.
Great.
I'm playing drums. And John Duccimo, who's in a band called Gorilla Pie, he played the lead vocal. And if you hear Gorilla Pie, they're excellent too.
Yeah.
So you know, yeah.
All right. So we're going to hear Soul of Love.
Soul of Love.
This is from John Riley's new CD, Drums Cry, available at Jelly's on Park Ave, Joe's Albums at Mechanics Hall, and Union Music right down on Southbridge Street. This is Soul of Love.
I got it.
Tuned to WCUW. We're here in Worcester, 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt. This is The Drive, and we have a real special bunch of guests with us today. We're listening to John Riley's CD, Drums Cry. It just came out. It's available at Jelly's, at Union Music, and at Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall. It's wonderful. John is a legend drummer in this area, played with Joe Cocker, American Standard Band, Tornado Alley, Big Dog, Heartbeats, just wonderful musician mind. And he's here with Steve LeClaire. You're John Riley, you're
yes.
Steve LeClaire, and Ricky Reno. And it's just a joy to listen to this CD, and I hope everyone out there in radio land is enjoying this as much as we are, because it's really nice stuff. But tell us about that last track.
This last track we just heard out of time. It's 53 years old, believe it or not, 53 years old. Mike sang it, of course, played guitar.
Mike Lynch.
Mike Lynch played that, and no click track. He just started playing. I go, let's record it by himself. And it just happened, and he just did it off the cuff. And I fell in love with it. We put bass on it. Bobby Palermo would bass. I played very sparse drums because it didn't need it.
Yeah.
And one of Steve's friends, Dennis
Saussure.
He played squeeze box.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And it's just a little different touch to
it. Yeah.
And I figured that's all it really needed, you know.
Yeah.
And Michael did a bang-up job as usual.
Oh, he's great.
All the best.
Yeah. This whole album is really interesting because each song is so different.
Yes.
You know, in the difference. I love when people like Jim Perry did an album last year. Cliff Goodwin did an album recently, and it's always nice to hear, you know, just different people and area musicians is even, you know, like cooler. So kudos to you on all these people that you brought in for this.
I lucked out with all these great
Steve
people.
Steve was mentioning off air how the vibe was at Buzz Taylor's studio and how cool it was.
So positive to watch. Buzz is just a force of nature. He's just very, very, very talented guy, very talented engineer, and good ears. And the project just started to evolve, and as an outsider, it became really fun because I knew that John had been really, really ill, and he would reach out over the phone. Some of the phone calls were just crazy, and it was kind of hard to listen to your old friend just kind of babbling.
Mm.
But gradually he started coming back. And he's telling me, well, I met this guy Buzz, and I'm working in a studio, and I'm going to do a record. And part of me said, well, this is just John being slightly, you know, nutty or whatever.
Mm.
But
well,
then,
that's obvious. He's
yeah,
nutty.
Well, no, but he
in a good
he
way.
Played me the track with Chet Williamson, and I went, wow, he's really doing it. This is a real thing. And he called me to come into the studio, and he says, I want you to play some sax on some stuff. And I was just amazed. I said, you know, Buzz has his act together. John has his act together, thanks to Ricky and keeping notes and whatnot.
Oh, it is. It's a,
and,
yeah,
and
that's awesome.
It became this evolution of he started laying down tracks and asking me, you know, who do you know that can do a Bad Company song? And I referred a couple of guys. And he said, who do you think should do this kind of thing? And we'd talk about it. And it just became this real evolution. And it wasn't planned to be the life story, but we sat down at one point, and I said to them, you know, John, this is biographical.
Mm.
Every one of these songs has a purpose, and knowing you, it relates to you. And it just, the whole thing just kept morphing like a snowball going down a hill.
Like what Steve was saying, I lived these songs for a year.
Yeah.
And I just, at night I would go home, but my job wasn't done.
Yeah.
Know, it'd be the headphones on, going through what we did, what I liked, what I didn't like, writing notes down, and I'd be up till 6 in the morning doing that. I didn't sleep that much, but I didn't need much.
Yeah.
But it was medicine to him.
Yeah.
Is catharsis the right word? That we just that we, where you just, it evolves, and you could see him visibly. It helping him.
Yeah. Well,
healing.
It's a purpose. Music.
He doesn't
music
play music.
Is,
he is music.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, he is a human metronome.
Yeah.
And it was just fun. So I'm so thankful to be involved.
And you
in
both,
project,
you and Ricky, are lucky to be alive thanks to modern medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know. So it's wonderful that you guys came together after all these years. And funny that you said you went to California for 30 years because people always come back.
That's right.
You know, once you're a New Englander, I don't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to cry.
No, there was a lot of love, a lot of hugging, and just fun.
Yeah.
Maybe when you get to be of that age, there's no egos and agendas involved, but it became a labor of love.
And we let every artist feel comfortable with their track, and if they didn't like it, let's do it again. No problem. No stress here.
Yeah.
If it takes all night or if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, just let it happen.
Organically.
And everyone liked that. We laughed a lot.
I bet.
Great.
Well, we're still laughing a lot today, too. So we're moving on to track number 8 here, The Flame. It's a Bob Mitchell and Nick Graham song. Who are we going to hear on this one?
Well, Cheap Trick originally recorded this one.
Oh.
One of the greatest love songs ever written. I personally love the song. Really simple. Paul Arrange played guitars, layered, really nice, and bass.
Mm.
Steve played the most outrageous sax work he's done to date, I think.
Yeah.
And he didn't really know the song, but I said, let's see how it sounds on the track.
Yeah.
We kept every bit of it. It was like it just happened.
Hmm.
And
oddly enough, as a Cheap Trick song, I wasn't that familiar with it. I kind of knew, yeah, okay, it's that song, but I just didn't really know
until
it.
Until you dig into it.
didn't do my homework, but I got lucky.
And
good for you.
And I played tabla on it. That's
neat.
Something different.
All right.
It's
so
a whole different
flame.
Twist.
Oh, and my computer just told me that this show is going to be rebroadcast on Monday at 3 p.m.
Oh, fantastic.
So tune in, tell your friends.
Kathy Taylor sang it.
All right, here we go with The Flame. This is from John Riley's new CD, Drums Cry. You're tuned into WCUW. We're at 91.3 on the FM dial. And enjoying this whole CD with a listening party, an interview with John Riley, Steve LeClaire, and Ricky Reno. And we're just happy to have these guys in. Here's The Flame from the new CD.
Touching heat.
You're tuned to WCUW. We're in Worcester at 91.3 on the FM dial. We're smart radio programmed by real people, serving smart people like you who appreciate and support community radio. We're also having an awesome time here listening to John Riley's new CD, Drums Cry. We have him, Mr. John Riley, the drummer extraordinaire. We have Steve LeClaire, saxophone player, and apparently he plays bass. And Ricky Reno, associate producer and helper for John Riley. And
everything.
BFF, I think we call that BFF.
This is nice, Gail. We really appreciate the buffet you laid out for us. This is so good.
Only the best.
Yummy,
so
yummy, good. Yummy.
I just hope you like lobster.
It's not bad.
Nothing but the finest. And this is what community radio does. We can do things like this. We have great shows in the front room, and just it's a fun place that people from the community get involved in all the different shows we have. So if you're not a member out there, become a member. So we just heard The Flame. So, John, tell us what's up next.
We have a song called Don't Stop, another Frankie Miller composition. It's a rocker. We got a Big Dog Live recording, which we doctored up with Paul LaRange playing different guitars. And Steve LeClaire did what I call the Angry Bee horn section. We were going to have a whole horn section in there. We tried some people. It didn't really fly for me. So I looked at Steve and said, Steve, let's just do all saxes. David Bowie, he loves all saxes. I said, if he can do it, I guess we can do it. So we tried it, and Steve came out with outrageous, it sounded like Angry Bees. I said, so hence that's why we call it the Angry Bee horn section.
So this is an old track.
It's an older track, yes.
And you guys doctored it up.
Doctored it up. And,
wow.
Put the horns on it and just...
And it was Big Dog? Or
Big Dog, yeah.
Oh, wow, and
And Bruce Reed on vocals, kick-ass.
Yeah, that's what he does, that Bruce. I hope he's listening right now. He said he was going to call and harass us, so I said, oh, maybe don't do that. I get enough buttons to press anyways, but this has been absolutely, we still have 55 minutes more, but this has been totally fun. I love doing this, having you in on this CD listening party kind of thing. So here's Don't Stop from the new album by John Riley. Drums Cry is the name of the album, available at Union Music, Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall, and Jelly's on Park Ave. So go grab a bunch of copies.
Down your
Holy crap, don't stop.
Rock and roll, rock
that
and roll.
That is rock and roll. That's John Riley.
The party best. Portion of the program.
No wonder you're known as like the best drummer ever. That's amazing. That was really, really great. And we just had a caller. That was really nice. Somebody that remembers you from way back. And
The Larry Preston days when I used to play with Larry Preston. We used to play every Wednesday at the Firehouse Cafe. It was pizza night. We played, it was Bobby Maltito, myself, and Larry Preston. We played, we loved it, but everyone hated us, I thought. But we did it anyway.
Well, that guy loved it. He called.
He just said that he really was moved
by
it.
That's
nice.
Like, harp a little bit more on what a big deal you are as a drummer in this area.
Well, that made me feel really good. It was great. He just said,
you
see
are.
You out there.
Yeah, no kidding. I know. And hey, you had the stroke, you're coming back, you did this album. I mean, you know. You're
working
not,
every day at that.
Yeah. You know. And you practice all the time?
A lot.
A lot.
I don't want to tell you how much, a lot.
A lot. Well, that's great that if you love it, that's, you know, that's awesome. That was a fun song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
Don't stop. So here we are at WCUW 91.3, your community radio, WCUW.org. Please go on there and become a member of the station. It's all that keeps the lights on and the energy flowing through this board and the sound coming out to you. Or else it wouldn't be here, and you'd be listening to some other thing that would be terrible, I'm sure. No, but there really isn't anything like this around. I don't know of any other station that has the different things that we have going on. And we have a front room with concerts, and we have on May 26th, we have the Bob Dylan birthday bash right here in the front room. Bring a beverage of your choice and some munchies and share with people, and it's a party. It's a really fun time.
There might be some lobster left over. From
there
the
might
buffet.
Be some, yeah, because this green room thing, we don't,
nice.
We splurge. So Good Billy's Gone Fishing is the next track written by Mr. John Riley.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Okay. I've always wanted to work with Billy McGilvery, and this one, pretty much I called Billy up and said, Billy, you want to do a drum thing with me? And he goes, John, I'd love to do it. So I kind of got an arrangement that I did with a click track,
mm-hmm.
with just me, different verse, chorus, kind of like a song type of format.
Mm.
And Billy heard it. Of course, he's schooled, so he definitely knew what I was up to.
Yeah.
It was all 8-bar phrases, so it was really pretty simple.
Yeah.
And I said, Billy, fill it in. I gave you all the room. Fill it in, buddy boy. And he said, okay. He also did a marimba part that I really liked a real lot. And I kept on hounding him day in. You're going to bring the marimba? You're going to bring it? Oh, yeah, John, we're going to do it. But it was just too big to bring. So I ended up doing the marimba part myself.
Oh, yeah. If you got to do it.
Believe me, I practice hard because I'm not a marimba player.
Yeah? What is a marimba anyways?
Like a xylophone.
It's a wooden xylophone,
oh, with
pretty
sticks?
Much. Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's cool.
And
jeez.
Billy came up with the idea, and I loved it, and I ended up doing it myself because, Billy's only in like 100 bands.
No kidding. I know. Tell me
John
about
has a history of, from Woburn High, playing in marching band. So if you listen to this, he actually wrote the theme for the marching band back in whatever the dark ages. But this, it harkens to that. And if you listen to this, it's very drumline-ish, which is a lot of fun. And I never knew that side of him, that he, could play that whole element. So.
Uh-huh. It's where it comes
but
from.
But that's what Billy does. Billy does what, and that's why I named it that.
Good, but Billy's Gone Fishing.
And we just kept on doing track. I said, Billy, you want to do it again? He goes, yes, do it again. Yes, yes, yes. And we had a ball.
Oh,
great.
That's great. I know. It sounds like this whole project was just a fun time with a bunch of fun musicians and friends, and it's awesome.
And Buzz also put a... like a shaft, wah-wah guitar.
I heard that.
That and that. And he said, you want to leave? I go, most definitely.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. We need the shaft thing in there. It's great.
All right. This is from John Riley's new CD, Drums Cry. Here's Gone Fishing. You're tuned to WCUW. We're at 91.3 on the FM dial. This is The Drive. I'm Gail Hunt. Get onto our website, WCUW.org. Hit the Donate Now button. Become a member. We do need that support. And if you got something in the mail from us, please mail it back with a big fat check. Matter of fact, throw in a couple extra bucks. What the heck, right? Yeah. So I'm in the studio, and I'm just happy as a clam with John Riley. His new album's Drums Cry. And Steve LeClaire and John's BFF, Ricky Reno. So we're having fun talking between songs, too. It's funny, when I think back on this, I'll think, what did we talk about on the air, and what did we talk about off air? But that was a really cool song. That's good, Billy's Gone Fishing.
And it's so funny, because John Muzzy, he helped me a lot during that year, with assisting me with different drum things he would give me to say, John, try this out. Mm. And he assisted me a lot. And if you saw my setups now, they are, John, what is going on? what is going on with you?
Well, it's working.
I look at Cliff. Cliff brought some things, like Cliff Goodwin. And said, John, what's up with this? Go, oh, just the Lion King. You know, what else is there? And he looked at me and go, oh, he went, oh, jeez. But anyways, John Muzzy, this is the last tune we heard. It reminds me of John and me as we were younger. We did double drumming all the time.
Really?
Broke into churches.
Oh,
we got drums
God.
In and tape it. And
oh, because of the acoustics?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Of course, there was a lot of weed involved back then.
Oh, yeah, well, back then. Now it's legal.
Yeah.
Who wants to do it now?
But anyway, John, just thinking of you.
Yeah, that's cool. I know. You get any more shout-outs? I don't want to forget any shout-outs. Anybody that's not on the album? Anybody?
Quick shout out, Brad Pierce down at Starfleet Audio did the kind of mastering to get everything to sound good and even and punchy on the drums. And,
yeah.
Brad was a friend of mine from high school, and
oh,
I,
wow.
I said, you've got the techniques and the equipment to dress this up so it's producible.
Yeah. See, Brad.
Not that Buzz doesn't, but he's.
Right,
just,
no,
he
mastering
took it to
is its own thing. I know exactly what it's all about, and it's very important.
Brad showed me on the graph.
Yep.
What my record looked like before he got a hold of it. He goes, John, see that line up there? That's where you shouldn't be.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, you're there. I go, uh-huh. I go, do you know how to fix that? He goes, oh, that's what I do. I go, well, do it. Do it now.
You must have been a fun to
and give me another candy. Give me one of your candies in the back.
Brad said it was a challenge, but boy, the results are
yeah. No, mastering, a lot of times it's like, what do they do? I'm like, no, it's wicked important.
Yeah,
it really is. So next up on this awesome CD, we just heard Good Billy's Good. My Oh My, Sad Cafe is the one that wrote the song.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about this.
Well, this one, Cliff Goodwin again. We both love the song. We used to listen to this on the way to gigs, and it's like, we like what it stands for, how it starts up real mellow and it gets real stonesy and rocky at the end. But I'll give you the rundown of the people. Jimmy Heffernan, piano. Bobby Palermo on the bass. Cliff Goodwin on a lot of guitars.
You mentioned in the liner notes about him putting the grease.
The grease man has arrived. He has delivered. The Greaseman has delivered. And we have Paul LaRange on acoustic guitar that no one really remembers, but I do remember it. And we also had John Ducimo sing it, and Denise
Cassiani
sang backup in that. And I, of course, I played percussion and drums. And it gets really rocking.
Great.
And at the end, it's so funny because the ending, we faded out really quickly. But Brad really extended it because Cliff was on a roll with his guitar. So we went all the way to the end. So it gets a little hairy on because we all kind of stop and Cliff doesn't stop.
Yeah.
But we left it because it just sounded so great.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to get to the end of it. Well, I can't wait to the whole thing. And that John guy, what's his name?
John Ducimo.
John Ducimo.
You mentioned he's in Gorilla Pie.
Gorilla Pie.
But he's also in that other band that I see around.
The Beatles, Dr. Robert.
Dr. Robert. I've seen them play. He
yes.
is an incredible vocalist.
Yes, he is.
Holy
oh,
mackerel.
Man.
Yeah. You don't hear his name enough. Like, I when I saw it written, I'm like, who's this guy? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, really great. All right, so this is My Oh My from the new album by John Riley called Drums Cry, right here at WCUW.
Mm-hmm. sick of laying up in this bed. You know I've been laid up 3 days or more. Can't use my head. TV is always on by my side. I can get up and turn it up, not even if I try. Not even if I try. For some strange reason I got out of my bed and walked across the room. Looked in the mirror, what did I see? I saw the devil, he was looking at me. My oh my, boy, am I wasted? Yes, I should taste it good. Driving around in this car, I've been 3,000 miles or more, still ain't got too far. The radio was always on by my side. I can't get up to turn it up, not even if I try. For some strange reason I pulled over to the side and started thinking about you. Looked in the mirror, what did I see? I saw the devil, he was creeping up on me. My oh my, boy, I'm wasted.
This album is awesome, John. I am thrilled to be
love
listening
it.
to it with you and Steve LeClaire and Ricky Reno. This is a blast. I hope everybody out there in Radio Land is enjoying this time with us because, you know, it is, like, special, I think,
that's
you know,
right.
To have somebody, like, oh. You know, you've been all over the world and you've played a million gigs and you're known as, like, the best drummer ever and, you know, and you're coming back and you do this album. It's, you know. Impressive.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah. So what are we hearing next?
Now we're to Train Time.
Train Time.
Train Time.
And this is written by you.
Yes, it is.
That's all you
okay.
Get.
Okay. Well, no. I basically, when I got out of the hospital,
yeah.
I was toying about getting back into a band. I'm still working every day trying to get strong again, you know, before I had this other thing, this edema come in my body. But, I was thinking about getting a band called A Train Time, and every song has to be like a train, a track, or anything to do with trains or a conductor. And I thought that'd be really cool, but it'd probably be rejected. I don't know. I thought it'd be a good idea. You know, have the train coming out so the song, you know, the show starts and come out doing Train Time music.
Well, here's Train Time from John's new album, Drums Cry. Oh, yeah, tell me who's on it.
Chet Williamson.
Of course.
And me, just the two of us.
Really?
That's
good. Oh, that's awesome. Chet's a great harp player. you know?
He's the real deal.
Yeah.
He's the best cat.
He's a cat.
He's a cat.
He's a cat, man. He is the cat.
Meow. All right, here's Chet Williamson and John Riley. Train time.
Mountains, don't love the sea, don't love Jesus, he never done a thing for me, ain't pretty like my sister, smart like my dad, or good like my mama. It's money that I love. That I love. They say that money can't buy love. Well, guess what? Buy a half pound of cocaine and a 16-year-old girl. Great big long limousine on a hot September night. That may not be love, but it's alright. One, two, it's money that I love. Wanna kiss you. Three, four, it's money that I love.
about the black man. Now I don't worry about the black man. Used to worry about the stomping children of India. Know what I say now about the stomping children of India? I say, oh, mama. It's money that I love. It's money that I love.
Tune to WCUW. We're here in Worcester at 91.3 in the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. This is The Drive. I'm Gail Hunt, and I don't know, this has just been so much fun. John Riley, drummer extraordinaire, and I'd like to quote Mr. Bruce Reed from just moments ago, the best drummer he's ever played with and blessed to have been able to play with him. And Bruce is no slouch himself in the musicianship of his world. So that was really cool to hear that from Bruce. This whole album is amazing. It's all different, really different stuff. And that was a Randy Newman song that's not exactly politically correct. I heard some funny things there. We have Steve LeClaire with us in the studio, and John Riley and Ricky Reno coming back in. It's just been a total pleasure getting to talk to you guys about all this stuff. Steve, what do you have to say about that?
I just wanted to give Jimmy Heffernan the piano shout-out on that one, because he took the time to learn it and played it absolutely correctly, flawlessly, but with his own spin and feel on it like he does. He is the most underrated piano player in this area. Good guy, great player. And boy, he added a lot of stuff, a lot of meat to this record.
Yeah, he's incredible. Sometimes
I'd like to say hi Bruce on the air too. So hi Bruce.
Hi Bruce. No, Jim's an amazing guy, and he looks like Superman. So you know that doesn't hurt.
The Clark Kent thing. Yeah,
he's total
man.
Clark Kent.
I see that. That's
John. That was great. We just heard "It's Money That I Love," Randy Newman. And that's a funny song, but I was saying not exactly politically correct about the 16-year-old girl, but that would be, you know, I was like, who put that into 16? Really? Maybe they should say 21. They should change the words. No, I don't care.
Jimmy said that was a hard one.
Did he?
Yeah, but I knew he could pull it off.
Oh, he's amazing.
He
you
is
know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow. So we just heard from Bruce Reed. You
yes.
might have missed that. He just wanted to send his love and say that you were the best drummer on the planet and that he's ever got the pleasure to play with, and blessed that he played with you, was the exact quote from Mr. Bruce Reed.
Well, on that note, we're going to put on the Shaky Ground medley, which features himself.
Yeah, himself, Mr. Reed.
Mr. Reed, doing what he does. I'm on percussion and some tambourine stuff.
Oh, really? So this track that we're going to hear next, which is a medley of songs,
yes.
is from what year about, you think?
Let me see.
It's Big Dog, so whenever that would be.
Maybe mid-90s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're not playing drums, you're playing percussion.
I'm playing drums.
Yeah, playing drums. And then you
added
stuff. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, and hearing Bruce, knowing what he sounds like now, you know, it's how many years and how many cigarellos later. And I said, is that Bruce?
It say that again.
Like Bruce.
Make sure he is that.
How many cigarellos later?
Him Bruce, kill you. Him kill you.
I know. He'll let him try.
No, he is a force of nature, though, boy.
He is.
That voice. It was always, and I got to say, it was a pleasure to work with him over the years. And
love Bruce.
Still hope to sit in with you guys.
Yeah,
again,
yeah. So no, he's a great singer. He's just a natural. He does. I mean, he laughs when I say this, but to me, it seems like he doesn't even try. He just sings. It just comes
natural.
Out. It doesn't. It's not like he practices.
Great frontman as well. Too.
Yeah, super nice guy. Just all the musicians, the ones that I know from the, like I know Denise Cassione. She's awesome.
Sure.
Super nice lady. You just want to hug her. You have to hug her every time you see her. Who else do I know? Mike Lynch. I mean, just a talented guy. I know the Hotwells enough that Doug's just a super nice guy, and I don't know a lot some of these other players, but I mean,
John Riley's team has a very deep bench.
Deep bench.
And they're in the playoffs.
And Chet, and you, and I don't know. Yeah, just wonderful, wonderful album. So we're going to hear the medley from mid-90s that's been doctored up by Mr. Buzz Taylor and you guys in the studio, which is really kind of amazing that you could do that, because it doesn't, this whole album flows. There's no, that sounds like an old tape. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds all copacetic. Is that the word?
That's the word.
Oh, my God. And I went to Catholic school, so I shouldn't know that. Here
you
we
have
go.
A cement pond?
So this is from John Riley's CD, Drums Cry, available at Union Music, Joe's Albums down at Mechanics Hall, and Jelly's on Park Ave. Go grab it. Get to see him. He's just, he's one of the finest that Worcester's put out. You're
touché.
An amazing, touche. Here we go.
long and I can't do without you. Cause each time you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. And each hurt just makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers go from rain, but how can love go from pain? Lean down peculiar.
Right down here at WCUW, this is John Riley's new album, Drums Cry, available at Joe's Albums, Union Music, and Jellies. John Riley and Steve LeClaire and Ricky Reno right here in the studio with me. What else? What did we get? That was awesome.
Well, the next tune coming up is really, I think, what sums up John the best. It's titled Simple Man. He'll tell you who's on it, but it's... knowing John all these years, he may not have much, but he has everything. Mm. He has more friends than anybody I know. He knows more people, and he gets life. Mm. He gets music. He is music. And Simple Man just sums it up. I'm just a simple man working with my hands.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Steve.
That's why you picked this song to end the record.
Yeah,
you
know. Nice. So who's on it?
Oh, we got Big Mike on acoustic guitar. We worked really hard on that one.
Yeah.
On that one. We got it really perfect. We got Johnny Press on the solos. Did a bang-up job. Bobby Palermo on bass. Again, he played on the whole record.
Mm-hmm.
Diz on vocal. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Simple Man. Thanks for coming in.
Simple thing.
This was awesome. Thanks so much for coming in. I hope everybody listens to it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, you guys, for coming
Yay.
In.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yay.
Simple man working with my hands.
Simple.